The information provided on the PervCast should never be considered professional advice, but is information based on experiences from being in the lifestyle. It is intended for those seeking lifestyle information with their partner's full knowledge, consent, and consideration of individual comfort level. You should never disregard professional advice or delay in seeking that advice by what is heard here.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
I want it, twat kiss, and I want it now, 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 now! Please?
Okay, bend over!
So wet!
Oh my God!
Do me, baby.
Well, I guess that makes our naughty parts tingle.
Welcome to another episode of the PervCast with your host, Ms. K.
I'm an angel. Okay. So the halo slips a little.
And the perv.
I am a colossal perv.
Now here they are, broadcasting from somewhere in Northwest Ohio, lounging in their luxurious playroom, Ms. K and the Perv.
Welcome to our inaugural PervCast. I am the Perv.
And I'm Ms. K.
Finally got it right this time?
Finally.
Sheesh. About doggone time. Well, what do you expect?
There are too many names.
Yeah, we know that. Especially at that time of the month.
Better be careful.
Mm-hmm. So I figured.
I'm feeling it now.
Oh, God, heaven forbid. Anyways, we're going to kick something off here tonight. We're going to go ahead and start off our new PervCast, talking about new people and the lifestyle. And I'll let Ms. K start that off.
We're going to discuss a few things that we've come up with that we think are good ideas when you and your partner get into the lifestyle. And once you have decided to do so, you might want to sit down and talk with each other and see what you're going to feel comfortable with. Some ideas that should be discussed are you going to be a soft swap or a full swap couple? Perv, you want to explain the difference?
Yeah, soft swap is pretty much heavy petting, licking, my favorite thing to do. Playing with titties. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Oop. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Soft swap basically means you do everything up to intercourse, i.e. fucking.
Such a perv.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I resemble that remark. Basically, this can be heavy petting, oral entertainment. I like that. Oral entertainment.
You would.
I have to remember that. Playing with said boobage. Hooters, melons,
yeah.
Gazongas.
Basically, it would mean
what else
anything
I say?
Up to no penetration.
No penetration.
Penetration.
Penetration?
Yeah.
And that gives me a whole big boner.
And then
Ooh. Full
swap would be?
Everything.
Everything, yeah. Everything.
Well, that includes penetration.
Yes.
That includes intercourse.
Penetration with
intercourse.
Another person.
What's another word for intercourse?
Sex.
Fucking.
Fucking.
That works. Okay.
Oh, okay. You okay in it now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Should I say something else?
Maybe.
Like what?
I don't know. But anyways, on to the next subject. Are you going to play in the same room or separate rooms?
That's pretty self-explanatory.
Right.
We play separately or same.
We play whatever everybody's comfortable with, mm-hmm. But we have our preferences, which mine would be separate room.
Mm-hmm. I think that's one thing to bring up right now is about comfort level. I think that's one of our biggest rules is you have to be comfortable to do it. And that is a big thing. If you're not comfortable doing something, you gotta say you're not comfortable.
Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
Also, are you going to seek out singles, as in single females, single males, or are you looking strictly for other couples or both?
Hmm.
Also,
I just look for a pussy.
You would. Well, you're a man.
Yeah, look who's talking.
Also displays of
affection. She's got nice tits.
Such as kissing. Are you going to be comfortable with your partner kissing someone else? Some people are not comfortable with that because they feel that it is an intimate thing that is shared by you and your partner, and some people are comfortable with that and don't mind.
Yeah. Like when we started.
No kid, there was no kissing allowed. Well, it's, we're up for
game. Yeah. She sucks face with more men than I can keep track of.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What an angel.
Yeah, whatever.
And they're perfect.
You hear that? Listen to all that they're laughter. Faded wings, by the way.
Yeah, they're not faded, actually.
Mm-hmm. Faded wings.
It's got a halo to boot.
Whatever.
Anyways, the no means no. Would you like to expand on that?
Sure. No means no. That's plain and simple. If you're not interested in doing something, politely say no.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. No, thanks. I'm not interested right now. No, thanks. I don't think I'll ever be interested. Be polite, but be pretty straightforward. One thing is, don't assume somebody's going to get the hint.
Right.
Some people takes a subtle hint. Other people take a 2x4 to get them to understand. Keep that in mind. And don't go off complaining because somebody doesn't understand that you're not interested. Be clear and concise. And if you're told no, that means no. Walk away. Don't push. Say thank you or sorry to bother you or whatever's appropriate. And go about your business. Don't keep pushing. Usually if there's an event, the person's hosting said events probably won't be too happy and throw your ass out.
Don't be so blunt, jeez.
Well, that's true, right?
Well, yes.
All right, then.
It is, but protection is another issue. Even if you and your partner are safe from having any more children or any children at all, protection should always be used due to the vast number of sexually transmitted diseases that are around. But that is completely up to you and your partner and mm-hmm. whoever else you are with.
Yeah, some folks prefer the bareback.
Woohoo! Riding cowboys.
But unfortunately, I don't want to go see the doctor and tell him it burns to pee.
Oh, that was gross. That was a little more 411 than I think anybody really cared to know. But
when
anyways,
have I ever gone to the doctor?
No, you haven't.
All right, then. Quit your bitching.
But just to talk about it.
Sheesh. I could talk about, you know, never mind.
Anyways, code words. It's always a good idea to have some type of a code word between you and your spouse or partner in case one of you is not comfortable with something that is going on. It could be any type of word from taco, burger.
It should be something that's not generally used in the circumstance you're in.
Right.
For instance, fuck me harder is not going to work. Of course, I like hearing it, but that's definitely not going to work for a code word.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm. Or go down on him deeper probably wouldn't work either.
No, it needs to be just one word that something you and your partner are able to remember.
Yeah. And oh God, or oh yes, or no, right. Or yeah. Something unusual, unique.
Yeah, that's it, right.
For instance, like Family Guy, you know, Lois and Peter.
What was their code?
Banana.
Banana.
See?
Okay, there you go. Something orange, apple, and then they know when to
giggity,
stop.
Giggity, giggity.
And with that, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will discuss on-premise and off-premise clubs.
Apply now to be a condom tester. The pay is lousy, but you won't be able to wipe that smile off your face.
Tired of spending time with your computer when you can be spending time with friends? Join your friends at Devil's Paradise, the sizzling hotspot for heavily interested. Devil's Paradise is your online resource for Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan. Learn new things, meet new friends, and who knows what else. From our fun and exotic meet and greets to our always available website and Yahoo group. We welcome everyone interested in the lifestyle. Couples, single females, and select single males are welcome. Come check out the sizzling hot fun at Devil's Paradise. For more information, check out our website at www.devilswithazparadise.com. Call 419-283-4948 or email us at info@devilsparadise.com.
You're listening to the podcast. And we're back.
Front.
Side. Upside down. Inside out.
Inside out might be good.
I like front, though. Front's better.
Front is good.
Mm-hmm.
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 Uh-huh.
You got more front than I do.
That's right. They're Ooh. Big.
Look at the knobs on her. What fucking knobs? Knob City, USA, man.
Mm-hmm. Kaboom, chikaboom. What?
Perv.
Where were we?
We're going to talk about on-premise and off-premise events. On-premise events are exactly what that means. There is sexual activity that goes on. May not be out in the open. Most generally, it's behind closed doors. But they do provide the area for it to happen. Off-premise is what you're going to find mostly when these groups have parties. Is there might be a little flashing the party, but most generally off-premise take the sexual activity up to the hotel rooms. What's so funny?
Where's Miss Cat? She's underneath the table.
Well, yeah, I said some most generally.
So that's why you say you do your best work on your knees?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I can't say much. I got some beads earned the good way.
The bead fetish.
I said it was the boob fetish.
No, it's the bead fetish.
Nuh.
Perv has a bead fetish.
I got a boob fetish. That's just my means to get boobs.
Beads?
Yeah.
To get beads, eh?
I get boobs with beads.
Okay. Sheesh. So, oh, I get it. So, us women...
I get jokes.
One of our members gave us an idea. They're called dick beads. Those are for the women to give to the men. They have to show their dick to get the beads.
Mm-hmm. Or just wait till Ms. K crawls under a table.
You could do that also.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. I forgot. I had the angel wings.
Yeah, whatever. I'm listening to the crowd laugh.
Next subject would be dress and appearance and good hygiene. Dressing for the theme or dress to impress.
Mm-hmm.
Care to elaborate?
Yes, I do. Men and women should dress nicely or dress for the theme. For instance, our party coming up is the pirate party.
Shameless plug.
And you should at least dress in costume. Of course, yeah, you're going to feel a little dorky walking down the hallways of the hotel dressed like a pirate. Arr, surrender your booty. You going to surrender your booty to me soon?
That's right. You want Woo-hoo. My booty?
Mm-hmm.
You got my booty.
But I lost my train of thought.
I wonder why.
On the other hand, if you don't want to dress theme, that's fine. Most places just encourage you to dress the theme. It's not a mandatory thing. But at least dress nice. Dress like you would actually go out to a nightclub. Keep in mind, most off-premise events are pretty much, you know, nightclub plus. Right?
Yes, and it's also kind of like dating when you were back in your younger years. I mean, you dress to impress the person you're going out with. You have to pretty much do the same thing.
So let me ask you a perverted question.
A perverted question?
Mm-hmm.
What could be so perverted about the question you would ask?
If you've ever watched any of those 70s porno movies, you know, chick-a-bow, wow, wow, wow,
yes.
Wow, wow. Yeah, I wonder if those ever made any top 40s there. You know, Debbie Does Dallas.
You could research that.
Yeah, we could, huh?
Yes.
Well, well, well. No, actually, seriously, the perverted question would be, well, I think all guys will agree with me one way or the other. And maybe some of you women, too, huh, dear?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Remember how they're,
I'm getting the idea.
Mm-hmm. They definitely needed a good,
The bush?
Yes. Literally, the bush.
Yes.
Okay. Nowadays, do you think the trim...
Trim or shaven, I think, is the preference.
Uh-huh.
Trimmed, I should say, or shaven.
Well,
I think shaven is the preference, but...
Is that your preference?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. For yourself or others?
Everybody, including myself.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That wasn't such a perverted question, but that's okay.
No.
I mean, a perverted question to me is something really, like, off the wall, you know.
So you say, like, maybe...
Deep down and...
So you think raunchy. Maybe if I would have said, bring out the weed whacker?
That wouldn't have been perverted. That's just... Well, I personally wouldn't think it's perverted.
Okay, bring out the shaving cream and the razor and...
It's still not perverted.
Volunteer to help?
Perverted is raunchy, like...
Mm-hmm.
Something crazy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, let's move on.
Well, maybe, like, the little landing strips, you know where to land?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But preferably shaven.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Did you get it?
Yes.
Next thing is, if you've got any questions, or if even if you don't, maybe talk to the hosting staff and let them know you are new. A lot of our parties we have, or should I say all of our parties, we have people that come around and greet everybody, and if you are new, they will take you around and
mingle
and introduce you to others. Of course, if you just want to kick back and relax and kind of veg and watch how things go, you're more than welcome to do that also. Also, something fun to do is participate in the mixer games if mixer games are available, and not all off-premise parties do have mixer games. We do.
Mm-hmm.
And there might be a couple other ones that do. Participate in them. It's a good way to meet people. It's a good way to get to know people.
Mm-hmm. Good way to know hookups for the later in the evening.
Hookups.
Mm-hmm. Not hiccups, hookups.
Hookups, okay. Hookups.
Yeah. People are going to get naked with.
He was all naked and raring to go.
Hiccuping your hookup.
No. People are going to get naked with later.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Naked with and just naked with? Like, that's it?
No way. You're going to do the mattress mambo. The couch conga.
Or just plain. Right. Okay.
Yeah, little angel over here, huh?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who's a bigger perv anymore.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. You're giving me wrong for your money.
Nah, no shit.
Keep alcohol consumption to a minimum.
Mm-hmm. Liquid courage is okay, but on the other hand, some people get drunk and then they get stupid.
Yeah, you don't want to be fall down crazy drunk to where you're making a fool out of yourself and nobody wants to hang with you.
You're calling up that. You're my best friend!
That's alright. Sometimes that
or
happens.
Or raping them in the bathroom. That's about the size of a freaking closet for
that
vacuums.
That happens sometimes.
And broom closet size.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Also, mingle. One definite thing to meeting others and potential hookups would be to get out and mingle. Just like anything else, jobs or whatnot, they're not going to always come to you. You have mm-hmm. to go out to get them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Remember, you got to sell yourself. That's natural instinct for people to be lazy. Not necessarily lazy, but not motivated to do things. Most people won't seek you out unless you're showing that you're available.
A word of the wise from matchmaker.me.
You're too much. If you and your partner have a disagreement, best thing is to take it somewhere in private.
Yeah.
And not in front of others.
It's a good way to get yourself thrown out of a party. It's also, keep in mind, is the people that host parties usually work the entire party, so their time to have fun is after the party. And if you're over there causing a ruckus, you have to, you're actually causing them to disrupt their fun to come take care of your stupid ass.
That wasn't nice.
Well, if they're doing that kind of crap.
Well, yes, but it's
okay,
just...
Okay, maybe I'm not being nice, but still.
It's just better
to... I mean, if emergencies happen, things like that, that's cool. But it's more along the lines of your partner didn't do what you liked or, you know, or whatnot.
Or they did something you didn't like.
Or you did something they didn't like or whatnot.
Or you assumed they did something that you didn't like.
Or they assumed that they did something with the dog catcher's wife's best friend's dog.
But anyways, maybe go back to your room for a little bit and discuss it. Just keep it away
mm-hmm.
from others. A lot of people in the lifestyle are do not like drama.
Drama.
And that would kind of make
cause
people
drama.
Kind of go the other way.
Mm-hmm. Especially keeping in mind that what you do kind of reflects on how things are handled at all the parties. So if there's new couples there, they might lose interest fast because of the scene, and well, you may just miss a potential hookup because they won't be coming back.
Right.
And that chick with the big tits, well, you just lost out. Sucks to be you.
Also, if you have any questions, your best bet is to ask the owning staff of the party.
Mm-hmm.
At our parties, our staff members wear...
We wear badges.
Neck badges.
Big badges.
Round, you know, necklaces. What badges?
Big badges.
Oh, big badges.
They got little devils on them.
I thought you said bean bags.
Bean bags.
Somehow that kind of came
yeah,
out of that conversation.
You got some fetish about bean bag chairs?
Not really, but...
Mm-hmm.
Bow, wow, 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 wow. But anyways, they are marked staff, so always feel free to ask any questions that you might have. No question is a dumb question, correct?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Don't be shy.
And the best question is always, you want to go upstairs and get naked.
Of course you would think that.
Mm-hmm.
Always give it a chance, too. Every event can have an off night, or you just might not feel comfortable, think it might not be for you, but at least try it again, or try and talk to people in the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just quit after the first time. And the after parties, you know, after parties are usually where
things go from off-premise to on-premise.
Correct. And
not always true, though.
Well, no. A lot of people, usually what happens in the after parties is people will
Migrate.
Room hop, have their doors open. Some rooms you might go into and everybody's just sitting around just chatting and talking. Other rooms you go into and there's some...
They're fucking!
Sex going on.
They're fucking!
Or they're doing that too.
Getting naked.
Don't ever feel that you have to be involved.
No.
A lot of people just watch their first couple of times to see what it's like.
Yeah, remember the no means no.
Get involved when they are ready.
Mm.
And don't get discouraged if things don't happen at a party. What's the way to look at it is basically you're going out for a night of fun. If something happens, it's just icing on the cake. Because a lot of times things won't happen, and if you get discouraged and upset about it, that tends to put a damper on
everybody else's fun.
Or your fun also.
True, yes.
So,
and remember, if at first you don't succeed, try again. Miracle on 34th Street.
That's right. We're going to take
ho,
a break.
Ho, ho.
Oh, gosh. Here he goes with his hoeing.
What? I ain't hoeing. I'm pimping.
You're hoeing.
I'm pimping.
You're hoeing. You just pimpin'. You didn't say pimp. You said,
I said ho. That's so how many hoes I want.
So you're hoeing.
I'm looking for hoes.
Uh-huh.
Ho.
Up next will be a discussion about personal sites and setting up profiles. We will be back in a minute.
No. Oh. Oh. Yeah. No. Oh.
Has this ever happened to you? Not with Don Juan's Glass Pleasure Wands. With Don Juan's, you control the fun. One of the fastest expanding and innovative of the glow industry brands, Don Juan's brings the best of both worlds together. They have the best quality, most attractive, and largest variety of glass products featuring hypoallergenic, waterproof, and beautiful Glass Pleasure Wands. From the smooth and sleek Sunshine Helix Rocket to the wild and exotic Fat Jack 12-inch glass dildo, Don Juan's has a wand that's just right for you. Don Juan's Glass Pleasure Wands, one of life's many pleasures. To reach the Pervcast, visit the website at www.devilsparadise.com/pervcast or call 419-283-4948. You can also reach us by email at pervcast@devilsparadise.com.
It's Ms. K.
I'll give you the best blowjob you've ever had.
On the Pervcast.
Welcome back.
Yep. I was out hoeing.
Yeah, you were hoeing.
I got a hoe and a rake and a shovel.
Hoe, rake, and a shovel.
Yep.
Okay.
That would be a weird fetish.
Well, that would be a strange fetish.
Gardening fetish. I don't know,
That's
though.
That's a whole other subject.
Chick bent over in the garden.
Yeah.
Bow, wow.
There's a whole other
subject. Here, I'll give you a cucumber, fetishes. Baby.
I bet you will.
Could go out and plant my seed.
Gosh. You're tripping.
Hey.
Anyways, back to our discussion on personal sites.
Gives a whole new meaning. Play with the hose.
Setting up a profile. You want to choose a site that is good for you. There are thousands of sites out there. Mm-hmm. So check the different sites out. Yahoo sites, the paid sites. And find ones that are going to be of interest to you. Don't
go into one that you're not really going to find what you're looking for.
Right. If you're not into BDSM,
don't go into alt.com.
Right. Don't go into a BDSM site. Or if you're not looking for
foot fetishes, don't go into foot fetish.
Exactly. If you're looking for other couples and swapping, you know, go for those sites.
Yeah.
One important thing is setting up a completed profile, preferably which would include pictures, but not necessary. But a completed profile, we do not allow anybody into our group that does not have a completed profile. Why sit in a group with no profile at all when others are trying to
meet you?
Exactly.
And maybe put an idea of what you're looking for. And try and stay clear of sexy, hot, looking for fun.
Right.
It doesn't mean a whole lot.
If you're a couple, you know, put that you are a couple and what you are looking for.
And one of your pet peeves, why don't you have a picture of both of them?
Yes. I have a pet peeve because it always seems to be the female's picture out on the side.
Which
site,
I don't mind.
Which, no, and that's fine. It's not
an issue. Like, you don't look at those big old titties.
However, no, I'm not saying that I don't. But however, if I plan to hook up with a man, I would like to see a picture of him also, and that doesn't necessarily mean a picture of his goods. I'd like to see a facial picture.
Mm-hmm. You'd like to see a facial? Okay.
Oh, Lord. God, no wonder why everybody calls you the perv. You've got it on the mind all the time.
Mm-hmm.
One thing in profiles that people have said, there's the name, age, location, which should be filled out. And is the marital status. And they may not always have your option. And also the sex. Doesn't
often
say male. Yeah, often.
As much as possible?
It gives you your choice as a male or female.
You mean
it
gender?
It doesn't give you couple.
Gender.
Sex. It says sex. It doesn't say gender. It says
I don't
sex.
See where it says often, whenever I can, here and there.
Yeah, okay. But anyways,
at least more than once a night.
We've had people,
more than one person.
We've had people that have made comments that they've tried to fill their profiles out, and there is no couple option. So you can either choose male or female, but it would also be a wise idea. Down in, like, the latest news, I don't know if there's an About
You're
Us.
You're talking about Yahoo groups?
Yeah, like Yahoo groups.
Yeah.
Sorry, I guess I should have specified that. Mm-hmm. Yahoo profiles. Maybe put something in the latest news section or the hobby section that you are a couple and what you are looking for. This makes it a lot easier for people that are looking for someone like you to be able to find you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perv likes to talk too much, I think.
Whatever.
He likes to hear himself talk.
That's right. I'm going to go hoeing.
Hoeing?
Yo ho, yo ho. A pervert's life for me.
It would be.
Uh-huh.
Memberships. Join a personal site so you can see what it is like. SLS offers free membership, but you are also limited to the amount of emails you can send and I think how many pictures you can view. But it might not be a bad idea to start off there since they do offer free profiles.
No, Friend Finder does too.
Okay.
But they are limited. You can't send email or receive, or you can receive it but not send it.
But give it a week or two and see if it's something that you like. And if it is, it might be a wise investment. Where Swing Lifestyle, you can buy a lifetime membership for a certain amount of money, which is a pretty decent deal.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen any other sites out there like that that offer a lifetime membership. Most of them are monthly.
Or yearly. One thing with Swing Lifestyle, too, we get a certificate every time for one of our parties. Full year membership, so you might want to come out. Hint, hint. Devil's Paradise.
Come.
Yep. Out. Come out. Yep, yep.
Come out.
Kinky Pirates in Paradise, September 13th, 2008.
It's Kinky Perv in Paradise.
It's Kinky Pirates in Paradise.
Yeah, Kinky Perv in Paradise.
Kinky Pirates in Paradise.
Yes. Anyways, you can also check out a lot of Yahoo groups. There are hundreds and hundreds of Yahoo groups out there. or lifestyle related. Avoid the dead groups, which those dead groups are the ones that if you go in there and the last message was from 6 months ago, or
repeats,
or if you see a lot of spam, basically that saying, you know, check out this site for big hooters. You know,
what is that site?
I'm not telling you.
Damn. Okay, just go topless.
Anyways, that was just an example. Just
no, if you go topless, I wouldn't have to check out the site, you know?
If I go topless, when?
I wouldn't have to worry about checking out those sites. You got big hooters.
I know I got big hooters.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to, you like them.
Boo!
You like them?
Boo!
Okay.
Is that a trick question?
No. Yeah. Maybe. Choose a group that is right for you. Again, if you are looking for just single males, join the groups that have just the single males. If you're looking for just couples, join the groups that...
Or specific fetishes and things like
right,
that.
Right, don't...
Don't put your expectations too
don't
high.
Don't join a crazy and wild group like...
Bareback Riders Anonymous.
Water sports group or something like that, okay. And get upset because you get their email.
Yeah.
Another thing is to participate in the
groups.
You
want to clarify what water sports is?
Well, that would be potty games.
Yeah.
I was trying to be polite.
We're not referring to, like, water skiing or boating.
Potty games.
She means pee-pee.
Ugh. Don't want to think about it. Participate in the groups that you are in. If they have questions of the day, trivia. Some people even happen to put questions out there and ask for people's opinions. It's one way to get noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Here are some Yahoo groups and personal sites that Devil's Paradise would recommend. Of course, we would recommend our own group, Devil's Paradise.
It's at www.devilsparadise.com.
Devils with a Z.
That's also where you can join our Yahoo group. Just look at the very top of the screen. It says, join the Yahoo group.
Yes, come join us.
She said come.
I did say come.
Come.
Monroe Swingers Group. And seductions. Monroe Swingers Group, Tracy runs smaller events, which some people do enjoy. They don't enjoy the huge events, but they enjoy the smaller get-togethers.
You seem to enjoy Pass the Toy.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was something interesting, but anyways. Seductions is another group. And some
personal sites
that we recommend would be Swing Lifestyle, which is also known as SLS website.
Adult Friend Finder.
I said website.
Oh, www.
Not paying attention.
I was looking at your Hooters.
Mm-hmm.
www.swinglifestyle.com.
There's also Adult Friend Finder.
www.adultfriendfinder.com.
Swappernet.
www.swappernet.com.
And Sexy Mofo.
www.sexymofo.com. Or you can just go to our website at www.devilsparadise.com and follow the links.
Yes.
And you can also see Don Juan's stuff out there, too.
Oh, yes.
There are links out there.
Don Juan's has the wonderful glass...
Toys.
Toys.
And you have three of those now?
I think four.
Three or four. She likes the hooked one.
Yes, Chuck and Lisa of Don Juan's are absolutely wonderful. They come out to our parties and set up their product. They raffle off
goodies,
and they are good. They have all sorts of different colors, shapes, sizes. Mm-hmm.
That's even worth the trip out there.
And I think they have urethane,
mm-hmm.
And I've seen a wooden one.
Yeah, that you couldn't get, huh?
Yeah, I missed out on that one. But anyways. They are great people, and they do come to the parties and set up, so you should come out and see. That's Don Juan's, www.donjuans.com. Thank you. And now we are ready for another break.
Yes,
SGR teeth. Just time for Mary making aboard the Devil's Paradise. He be inviting salty pirates, saucy wenches, and even ye landlubbers. Set sail for Humpin' on the High Seas, September 13th. Bar, we be having mixer games, cash bar for your drinking pleasures, and even a costume contest. If ye be wanting to drop anchor for the night, we have special room rates available. Come out and join us. There be lots of booty and a good stiff Jolly Roger if ye know what I be mean. But hold on tight with both hands and keep fingers. Strike your colors and set sail for a great time. You must RSVP to be attending this year party, you scurvy dogs. For more information, check out the Devil's Paradise website at www.devilsparadise.com/pirates. If you can't find the info you be needing, send an email to rsvp@devilsparadise.com. Be there or be prepared to walk the plank.
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
He could go all the way!
Yes! Yes! Uh-oh, Sluga.
You have wonderful aim. I must have squirted you.
Somewhere in this area.
Don't move. I'll go get you a towel.
You're listening to The Perv.
You'll find a slight squeeze on the hooter an excellent safety precaution, Miss Scrumptious.
On The Pervcast. Biker!
Just remember, it is about you and your partner. That's what matters most. Remember to always be open and honest with each other. Discuss issues. Don't argue about them whenever you do, because it won't help matters.
You have to give your partner the opportunity to disagree.
And listen with
openness,
open ears.
Openness and honesty is a good thing.
Yes.
If you just noticed, we just switched out mics because Ms. K wasn't coming in very well, so.
Now I'm loud and I got a big mouth.
So what else is new?
Big mouth. You got a big mouth. That could be useful.
Yeah, it could. Anyways, go ahead.
If you think your partner is going to be pissed about something, chances are they will be. Try to give the lifestyle a little while. If you don't like it, get out. Don't do it for your partner. Don't force your partner to stay in it.
No. And definitely don't do it to save a relationship.
And no, those are definitely the wrong reasons.
Yeah. It's about building a relationship, not saving it.
And sharing in fun with your partner.
Woo-hoo.
Sexual fun. Experiences.
What?
Terrible, terrible thoughts.
Yeah, that's right. No, somebody else.
Do you ever not think about sex? I mean, is there a time that you don't just have a spare moment? I mean, like, even in your sleep?
Sometimes when I'm sleepy. Other times, though, ooh, doggy.
Whew,
damn.
Also, there is a guide for newbies on our website at www.devilswithaZ.com. Follow the link to the newbies guide. Don't be shy and embarrassed about being a newbie, because we have all been there. We all started out new. Every single person in this lifestyle has started out new at one point.
And I think one benefit we had when we started out was having some experienced folks kind of show us the way.
Yes.
And that's always a good idea. Good
hint, hint. So we are quite experienced. We can tell you the way.
Us,
no, I'm joking.
But seriously, sometimes that's a good idea, because that's actually. But make sure it's the right couple. Make sure not too pushy and.
Right, and it's also even if you don't do anything with that couple, it's also a good idea to talk with a couple that has been in the lifestyle for years. They can give you a lot of useful tips and hints. On what to do, what to think, what not to do, what to think.
Oh, what to think as far as...
Yeah, the lifestyle,
what
different issues.
Yeah. What to consider.
Different things that arise.
This isn't thought, please.
Arise.
Never mind, I was saying something about thought police or something.
You're rubbing off on me.
Only if I can.
Rub on me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can rub on me.
Okay. Is that all we got?
That's all we got.
Okay. Well, the next thing we're going to move into is the pervatorial. This is where I give my view on things in the lifestyle. But first, we're going to take a quick break here and be right back. Listening to the Pervcast.
He's a cartoon. He hunts rabbits. And now you can hear his sexy side. It's Elmer Fudd Reads Porno.
Suddenly, she was groping my crotch.
Elmer, like you've never heard him before.
She slowly undressed me and grasped my erect gland.
In a performance that'll leave you breathless.
And she rubbed me and rubbed me and rubbed me until I went...
Get the new audio tape, Elmer Fudd Reads Porno. It's not dirty.
It's erotic.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another pervatorial. And here's your commentator, the perv.
Run away! Run away!
Hello? Hello? Anyone? Anybody? Hello?
Okay, we're back. Pervatorial this week is going to be concerning people that RSVP and or attempt to join different groups by stating their height, their weight, their well-endowed, long-lasting, and agree with their tongue. This is annoying. Quit it. The reason why I'm saying is, just because you're 6'2", 210 pounds, well-built, muscular, well-endowed, long-lasting, and good with your tongue, don't mean shit. Get a hint. You don't need to put all that stuff. It's not going to put you at the top of the list. It's just going to irritate the crap out of the people doing the RSVPs. Also, don't send pictures. Who cares? Everybody is sexy in their own way. So quit sending the damn pictures. Nobody wants to look at your damn pecker when we're signing you up for a doggone party. That goes for women, too. Of course, if you send pictures, I'll probably look at them, but it doesn't really move you to the top of the list or anything. It doesn't make you eligible or ineligible for the party. Nobody gives a shit that you're some well-built hunk. Chances are, just because of the fact you sent that kind of RSVP or joining the group, you're probably not going to make it. Sucks to be you. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Pervcast.
To reach the Pervcast, visit the website at www.devilsparadise.com/Pervcast or call 419-283-4948. You can also reach us by email at pervcast@devilsparadise.com.
We are back. Something new we're going to start also with the next Pervcast is Girl Talk with Miss K. If any of you have any questions, whether they're lifestyle related, sexual related, or just plain girly stuff like nail polish, lipstick, makeup, dressing, stockings, shoes, purses, shows that you like, you can send your thoughts, questions, ideas into pervcast@devilsparadise.com. I will review them and put them on the air and we can have a little discussion about it. One thing we also forgot to mention about Don Juan's was Don Juan's has a link on our Yahoo group. They also have a link on the website. But if you go through the Yahoo group and to the Don Juan's link, Don Juan's offers 20% off of the purchases that are made through that link, and I'm not sure what the password is. It is listed on there, so just remember that.
Now we're moving on. We're going to talk about Around the Group. This is information specifically related to the Devil's Paradise Yahoo group and or its website, and anything basically coming up, or not necessarily upcoming events, that's the next thing, but some neat things. Right now we're checking out some information. Currently, there is new updates coming out for the new the Yahoo groups. Kind of keep that in mind. There'll be many changes to include a more robust ability to upload pictures,
a larger size, things of that nature, possibly more pictures. Along with that, there's going to be some things that we as moderators and owners of groups will be able to do that make things a little bit easier on everybody. To in fact, actually, or even talk about being able to ask multiple questions in one poll.
Easy and multiple. All in the same sentence.
Poll.
Oh, wait a minute. Easy, multiple, and poll.
Yeah.
All in the same sentence.
Poll. One quick reminder, when they do these upgrades, that it may end up bogging down some of the Yahoo features on the group. For instance, we got an email a couple days ago saying that the Yahoo group email was not updating as quickly as possible due to the upgrades. So kind of keep that in mind when things aren't working right. But hopefully everything will work itself out in a couple months.
It's time for the Devil's Paradise upcoming events. It's time to party. It's time for T-A-R-T-Y. We got the parties that rock.
Yeah.
We got the parties that groove.
Yeah.
We got the parties that make the grade.
Yeah.
We got the parties where you might get to meet new friends.
What?
I know guys on crack that makes more sense than you.
Ah, the hell with it. Just tell them about the upcoming events, will ya?
Saturday, September 13th is our Kinky Pirates in Paradise off-premise party. To RSVP for that event, go to the website at www.devilswithazparadise.com/events. Don't miss out on that party. We have a DJ, we'll have snacks, mixer games, all sorts of fun planned for the evening.
This last portion here is basically listener feedback. This is where we'll answer your questions, inquiries, concerns about the group, the lifestyle in general, any questions that you might have. Kind of like a Dear Abby form. What are we going to call it? Dear Perv?
Dear Perv?
Dear Miss K?
Dear Perv and Dear Perv. And the Angel.
Yeah, whatever. Just listener feedback's fine. You can actually go out to the website at www.devilsparadise.com/pervcast. There's actually a form you can fill out right there, or else you can actually call on our Devil's Paradise hotline at
419-283-4948.
And actually leave a voicemail with your inquiry. Tonight we're going to kind of discuss something that's unique, and that's bad experiences. Over the last few weeks, we've talked to a lot of folks that have had some bad experiences. We've all had them.
Yes, we have.
But the thing is, sometimes it's a lot of things I've seen is folks tend to give up after the bad experience. Sometimes the best thing to do is actually to not give up, but you
learn from it.
Learn from
just
it.
Just like anything else in life, you learn from it.
What do I say? Move on, move forward, move better.
Yes.
So if you have a bad experience, just kind of chalk it up to a learning experience and move on. Now with that in mind, I think we're at the end here. Don't forget, you can actually go out to the website one more time. That's devilsparadise.com/pervcast, and you can find out all about our fun little information here. There might be some updates to this coming here, because I found some new information on how to do podcast feed, so we might be changing that soon. Hopefully. If so, it'll be really cool and groovy.
Cool and groovy.
Anyways, I am the Perv.
And I'm Ms. K.
Once again, we'd like to thank you for listening. If you'd like to reach us, don't forget.
To reach the Pervcast, visit the website at www.devilsparadise.com/pervcast or call 419-283-4948. You can also reach us by email at pervcast@devilsparadise.com.
And with that being said, don't forget next time we'll be discussing swinger etiquette. One thing to always remember is, SK is naked under her clothes. Till next time, may all your swings be long and hard.
Love and kisses on all your pink parts.
Now I love pussy and pussy loves me. Like a lemon to the lime and the bubble to the sea. You know it's real good and never can resist. It couldn't be a fun loop, so don't get me twisted. Cause in some pussy is the place to be. Always fucking is the life for me. Spread them legs open far and wide. Fuck this shit, just let me put my dick inside.
Welcome back now, here.
Preceding broadcast is the property of the Devil's Paradise. All information therein is the sole property of Devil's Paradise owners. Rebroadcast or copying of said information is prohibited without the express permission of the Devil's Paradise owning staff. Thank you.